What's good? What's good? This is episode number 83 of the Jack Dan podcast. You got your boy Metal X2 in the building with Josh Rockstar, aka Josh. What's good, man?
What's good? What's up, everybody?
This is another good moment of sitting down, conversing about games, and talking about occasional food topic, which we actually have one today. So we can actually, talk about that later on too. But as we normally like to do on this wonderful Wednesday evening, want to check in with the co-host and the host, and we want to see what we're playing and see what we're doing. So, Josh, what games you been playing? I know you've been working through that backlog.
I have. One thing that's slowly dawning on me is that August is coming out with a lot of stuff. Quite
Bro.
a bit of stuff. So I had to do my New Game Plus run of Ghost of Tsushima early. So I started that. And I forgot how good that game is. And at 60 frames per second, it's much better. So I'm having fun with that. And then I also I watched Suicide Squad, the new one, and that was good. That was a
What
good
did you
movie.
and did you say it was good?
Yeah, it was good. Not the old one, the Suicide Squad, the one that James Gunn just made.
I heard that
Yeah.
one wasn't good either.
No, I liked it. I wouldn't say it's my favorite DC movie. I still like Justice League, like the Snyder cut of Justice League better, but I still like this. So it was good. Yeah, it's worth the watch.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I'm gonna watch it for myself, and I'll let you know how it is, because I have not watched it for myself yet.
Have you watched the original?
Yes,
The
I
original,
have.
yeah.
Yes, I have. And that was Poopy Diapers. As long as Birds of Prey, that was
The
Poopy Diapers too.
yeah. This is better than both those movies. I kind of
Okay.
have a soft spot for the original though, because it was filmed in Toronto, and I saw the Batmobile and the Joker mobile driving down the street.
Down Young Street, now Young Street, with Dundas Square and everything. Yep, I was actually down there at the Funnel Cake Express place on
Really?
Wesley and Young, and we were walking up and down Young Street when I saw that everything was closed down and they were actually filming that there. So I had the
Oh
pleasure of
shit.
actually being down there during that time. So I guess I can see where you're coming from about having the soft spot for it, because it is a Toronto horror. However, that movie, even with Will Smith in it, it could not be saved.
Yeah, I agree.
It just it no.
So there's supposed to be an Ayer cut, kind of like there's a Snyder cut of that movie. But at this point, since they just released the new Suicide Squad, I doubt we're gonna get it. And it's supposed to be better.
So what I've heard was people are review bombing the James Gunn cut because they want a Snyder cut. Yeah,
Oh,
and
no,
so
that's not fair.
they asked James Gunn, how he feel about it. He said it doesn't matter to me where they want, the movie is the movie. Like he's not fazed by all the review bombing, but
Yeah, good on
yeah,
him.
people are doing it.
Yeah, good on him. He's a good sport about stuff. I like James Gunn.
Yeah, he's okay. I'm just realizing that I'm realizing that so from what I've seen, if people just the D let the DC director stay on DC and let the Marvel director stay on Marvel, it would be a lot better. Like, oh my gosh, what director took over from Justice League at the last minute from Zack Snyder, the first
Joss
cut?
Whedon?
Yes. If he would have just stayed in his lane, that first
Yeah.
Justice League would have been as good as it was. It
Yeah.
wouldn't have been so horrible, because the Snyder cut of Justice League is way better than
Yeah,
Joss Whedon's
way
version.
better. Oh my God, way better.
I'm actually scared to see if Zack Snyder could make a justice. I mean, a what do you call it? if Zack Snyder could make an Avengers cut.
You oh, know man. What I'm saying? Release the Snyder cut of Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be
amazing.
I actually don't like Avengers that much. For really? Like kind of the same reasons that I didn't like Justice League. Joss Whedon's style of making like heroes is like he takes the one thing they're known for and bigs it up. Just makes it larger than life. So like Thor was the dumb like blonde god of thunder. Captain America was like the super serious one. Iron Man, the more risk taker. He like bigged those up so hard in both the Avengers movies. And then when we got Endgame and Infinity War, those were way better movies than first two Avengers.
No. So here we go. And I'm going to stop you right there. Age of Ultron and Civil War. Well, I know Josh Whedon. Did Josh Whedon direct any of the solo movies or just Avengers?
He did Avengers 1 and 2. That's it.
Okay, so Age of Ultron was actually a really good Avengers movie.
I like it a little better than the first one. I agree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. But then the first one, it's... I don't know. Maybe I'm just biased and I'm looking through it with rose-colored glasses. But when I went and saw the first Avengers, I'm like, I want more. And I can't wait. And, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe... What year did Avengers come out?
Oh my god.
It was, what, 10 years ago, right?
Has it really been 10 years? Oh my god.
Hold on. I know it was a while ago. 2012.
Okay, yeah, so it wasn't 10 years ago.
It wasn't 10 years. The Iron Man was the mark of the first movie. So Avengers 2012. Yeah. I remember going and watching that movie, sitting down, and when I saw that movie, like it was just like they're all together. Like I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. And then we saw Age of Ultron. And we're like, oh my gosh, we see him again. Then our hearts broke at Infinity War. And we're like, they can't do us like this. Like people was walking out the movie theater crying. Like it was like, I kid you not. Like, I mean, it was just like, they're like, they didn't just do this to us. And then when Endgame came out, like it was like, okay, it's like, it's like it is what it is. But shout out to Emergency Awesome. I watch a lot of their YouTube stuff because I like the way they break down like it's just Marvel, just all of it. I just like the way they just dissect it, pull it apart, break it down. Like it's just so great. And they broke down and they said how Iron Man knew about Kang the Conqueror before anybody else did. And I said, wait a minute.
Really?
So how did he do this? So when the guy broke it down, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm watching this movie in a whole different light. So they're actually talking about the way Iron Man talked about in Endgame. He talked breaking down time travel and how he was able to go in. And he even linked the references. If you notice the time traveling bracelet that he wore around his hand on top, if you watched Loki, I mean, spoilers, in the last episode with One Who Remains, if you look at that same time travel, it's the same way. So apparently, he had favored Tony Stark, okay? And apparently, the reason why... Remember how Loki... Did you watch Loki, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah. So remember how in the first episode, he got mad. And he said, how is it the Avengers was able to go through on a time heist? But I take the Tesseract and you guys arrest me. And so they were... the lady, I forgot her name, but she was like...
Oh, well,
everything happened. Yeah, Renslayer. Yeah, Judge Renslayer. Yeah. They were like, everything happened because it was supposed to happen. Well, apparently after Mercy also went there and broke it down, the way it's supposed to happen is... He Who Remains allowed Avengers to do that because he needed Tony Stark to create a version of that time travel that he could basically go and use and then take it to the past and then basically perfect it. But he needed Tony Stark. Like so they even showed and one of the Easter egg people noticed it in his chambers. There's one of Tony Stark's helmets on the wall. But he needed Tony Stark to perfected. And when Tony Stark went through and trying to find out the different timelines, he didn't know Kang's name, But he knows of him, and he knew that if they messed around with time travel, they would spawn off all of those different multiverses. And he knew that, which is why he was against it at first. He mentioned something about the douche platform or the a way that time travel works. It was actually of known time travel theory. But leaving all of that out of it and looking just at Tony Stark and Iron Man and talking, he knew about Kang from time, from mentioning it, because he was able to go through. And then with Doctor Strange effectively navigating everything through to one possible outcome, the reason why they were able to pull off that time heist so perfectly is because He Who Remains allowed it to. And if He Who Remains wanted to kill Thanos, he would have done it. But to him, Thanos is a speck on the map. The way Kang is like a lot bigger than that. Like Kang,
That's nuts.
yeah, Kang the Conqueror is huge, right? Like it's just like he has so many variants of it. If you think of Thanos is one person, right? We got a chance to see two Thanos because obviously they went back in time and pulled the old one. But to be honest, that same Thanos existed on the same plane, which means if you go back in time and kill that Thanos, the future one dies. So that doesn't count. Kang exists on different variants, right? So there's different variants of different people floating around, and Loki's gonna be crucial. I can't wait for Doctor Strange because if they show Loki, they show Scarlet Witch and all of them in the same movie, I feel Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness is gonna be another Civil War. It's gonna be another Captain America Civil War because even though Civil War was Captain America's movie, it felt like a Marvel Avengers 2.5 because it came after Age of Ultron.
I honestly thought it was an Avengers movie at first.
It was I don't know, it was good. But anyway, I saw that to say that it's just the way these TV shows are, they're really nice, and if people don't pay attention to them, then they're missing out. They're truly missing out. So like a lot of people are saying that that with the way Kang ties into everything, then you have oh my gosh, I forgot.
He's our next big baddie.
You have the Young Avengers paired with the old Avengers, and somehow people are saying that Tony Hawk is gonna come. I mean, Tony Hawk, Tony Stark. Tony Stark is gonna come back from a different variant version of himself.
Oh, so there's going to be somebody else in the suit.
They're saying that he may come back and play a cameo, even though he's done with all his movies. So I don't know how that's going to happen. I know Chris Evans, he's done. So he's not done. The way Scarlett Johansson is right now, she is never going to show up in another Marvel movie again after that whole thing with Black Widow.
I
Did you
don't
see
I
all
think
that?
she's done. That's kind of crappy the way her contract was written. And I think there's a couple other actors that are like that too. They're fighting some contract disputes.
So I mean, it's like we wanted it, but we didn't take into account the people that's acting and their money, their pocketbook that's been tweaked with it. So, but yeah, I mean that's it's just a whole lot of stuff. I feel like Phase 4 is going to be really crazy. We're just in the beginning. We have to keep in consideration that if you remember when Iron Man first came out, we were like, okay, what is this? So, in all fairness, we need to keep the same energy because Phase 4 is just starting. Phase 4 is, just booting up. And I feel they're doing a really good job of booting up Phase 4. I mean, within the first year of Phase 4, Black Widow is technically not a part of Phase 4, but we have the TV shows booting up Phase 4, with WandaVision. I mean, mind you, all in the same year, right? And the way these are filmed out, it's like they're movies, right? You got WandaVision. Now, I don't really count Falcon and Winter Soldier, even though it is a part of Phase 4, but it didn't make a huge push for Phase 4. They just invited, you know, showed off that Catherine lady. I can't remember her name, but they showed off her. And then we're gonna have Hawkeye later, which is why Black Widow is a part of Phase 4 to a degree, because the character that they showed off in there, apparently
Yelena.
she's, yeah, Yelena, she's going to be in big in Phase 4, which means she's going to be the new Black Widow, that's going to take over from Scarlet. So,
Yeah,
I mean,
she's
there's a
in the
whole lot of
Hawkeye
stuff
show.
happening.
Yeah, that's
She's in
coming
the
up.
Hawkeye show. Yeah, she's in the Hawkeye show. And then we have Spider-Man the end of this year.
That's
I
the one
think.
I'm super interested for. I want to see what this multiverse stuff is going to do to that movie.
I know we normally talk about games on here, but you know, we talk about, you know, other things too. So it's always
This was
a
a nice
good thing.
segue.
Wait a minute. Wait, oh, I forgot. So Shang-Chi, the Legend of the Ten Rings,
Oh, yeah, that too.
that comes out this year. Oh, and Eternals.
Eternals, yep.
Yep,
That comes up.
that's supposed to come out this year too. So Shang-Chi, September 3rd. Oh my gosh, that's in like, oh my gosh, that's like a month, less than a month. Woo. Okay,
Oh.
yeah, it's less than a month. Then we have
Okay.
Eternals November 5th. Then we have Hawkeye like literally 3 weeks later, and
Yep.
then 2.5 weeks after that. Wait, hold on. Yeah, then we have
Really?
Spider-Man
Oh, it's
December
still this
17th.
year.
Yes, this year's packed.
Oh,
Excuse me.
yeah.
This yeah this year is packed. So I can't have you watched the first What If episode?
Not yet. No, I was gonna watch it probably on the weekend. It looks
Was
interesting,
good.
though.
It was
Yeah.
good. Yeah, it was good. Oh, and I forgot we have the Miss Marvel TV show on Disney Plus.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yep,
And then they're
that's
working on She-Hulk as well.
Yep,
That's
they're
gonna
working
be
on
like next
She-Hulk too.
year. Yeah.
Yep. So they're saying, what's his name? Kevin Feige said that he does not want to drop a trailer for, he doesn't want to drop a trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home. He wants people just to watch it. I can't see them doing
That's
that.
ballsy. That's
You're
ballsy.
not gonna drop a trailer. You're just gonna go because they didn't want anybody trying to make up stuff. I'm like, what? Like, really? Come on now.
I think there was a lot of rumors that speculated of who's gonna be in it. So maybe he's like, okay, we're not gonna do a trailer, so these guys aren't speculating who's in it. Like,
I don't know.
because I just want the three Spider-Man to be in it at the same time. That'll make me happy. Yeah.
I don't know for sure. And then we got we have so next year's gonna be big, because next year is gonna be Thor, Love and Thunder, Doctor
Can't
Strange.
wait for Love and Thunder. Oh,
Yeah,
that's
I
gonna be
can't wait for
so
that too.
good. Yeah. Lady Thor is gonna be in it, and probably Lady Loki is gonna be in it too. So like the one from Loki, she's probably gonna be in it as well. Yeah,
Sylvie.
Sylvie, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I still have a theory that Sylvie is actually not a Loki. I think
Really?
that, yeah. Because of her powers, it's tied to like her powers is very similar to another comic character in the Thor universe. Her name is the Enchantress. So I'm still holding out for that she's not Loki, she's the Enchantress. And she will be a
Yes.
villain.
And you know who may come back and work with fight against Enchantress, right? Agatha Harkness.
Yes, yeah.
Because remember, Agatha actually fights against them with her. So yeah, you're right. I think you're right. I think Sylvie is gonna be she's gonna be actually somebody else, and Chatter, I think, and that's why she double crossed her at the end. Double crossed Loki at the end. Yeah, so. Interesting.
There's lots of potential. They somehow like kept the same speed as like Infinity War into Endgame. It still feels like it's interesting. Like they set up everything nicely.
No. That's interesting. Okay. Well, this was a nice little segue. It's almost like, yo, we can have a podcast about movies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Jacked in movies.
Either that. I mean, hey, let's not hold the candle.
Pipe dreams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, so today, this food topic, I wanted to just give a quick update from last week. So last week we talked about my friend eating Coke with cereal. So, and maybe this should have something I did on live. I didn't think about that, but I tried it. I couldn't eat the cereal because I was burping off the Coke. It has a very salty taste, but it's like salty and sweet. I don't know if it's something that I can eat. Like, I could only eat like 3 spoonfuls, and after that, I poured it out.
Oh,
yeah. And yeah, the Coke was fresh. The Coke was fresh. But yeah.
Yeah, that salty sweet combination. I don't know. Yeah.
No.
At least you gave it a try. You weren't closed-minded to it.
No. I mean, I wanted to try it. You know, I said I was going to try it last week. And, you know, I mean, I can't say I'm going to try it and then just don't try it. So, you know, mm-hmm. I actually had to try it. But, yeah, I tried it and it was not for me. Not for me. But, yeah, so, yeah, we're going to, yeah, it was pretty good. But we're going to leave that there. It didn't work out too well. Didn't work out too well. All right, so we have first item on the dock. We have the Nintendo Indie World, and the first game on there I actually looked up, and Bomb Rush Cyberpunk is an exclusive that I will buy, and it looks like a newer version of Jet Grind Radio.
Yep.
And please make this game a little deep. Don't make it shallow. Make there be online, and you know, you got me. But don't please don't get the blessing from Jack Ryan Radio and then go and mess it up. I mean, they are using the composer from Jet Set Radio and Jack Ryan Radio Future. So this is basically a spiritual successor that Sega refused to make. Please y'all, this is like the Back for Blood of Jet Set Radio. Can y'all please
I'm gonna make some space for this game for sure. I definitely want to cover it on the channel and play it. Because like it looks exactly like what people want. It's mm-hmm. just Jet Set Radio.
Yep. Yeah. Give the people what they want.
Mm-hmm. That deserves the purchase right there.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a purchase. Mm-hmm. Just whether or not I'm going to be okay with the purchase, happy with the purchase, mm-hmm. but it's going to be a purchase. Hopefully it's good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a purchase. Toem, a photo adventure. This looks black and white.
It is in black and white. It's like a photo game. I think we've seen this before. I feel like Nintendo showed it off before already.
You know what? They should have left that. You know what? Never mind. Devs put in hard work for games. Hmm. And if that's what they came up with, that's what they came up with. And there is something for everyone.
The cool thing about this indie world is that a lot of it is out to, like, now, which is
really
usually we get a couple shadow drops, but this one, like, half the games are all out now.
Okay.
Like, surprised me big time was Axiom Verge 2 is out today.
Yeah, I see that. That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
So we have, let me see here, Loop Hero. This looks good. This is a Devolver Digital holiday release. This looks like a card RPG dungeon crawler-ish.
Yeah. A little bit like Slay the Spire with like the cards and stuff.
really. Loop Hero will ruin your life, but you really need to play it. What? This looks awkwardly, insanely, hilariously delicious. Like, I felt like I will sink hours into this.
It looks fun, yeah.
I gotta keep my eye on this. I gotta keep my eye on that. Shovel Knight Pocket Dungeon.
That reminds me of Wario's Woods. Like, in terms of, like, the puzzle stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't fall in the category of Tetris Attack or Kirby's Avalanche or anything like that. So, and it don't look like Dr. Mario either.
Not quite. It's like some weird hybrid.
Yeah. Islanders Console Edition is a Shadow Drop.
Yeah.
Timed exclusive. Okay. This looks good.
There's another Tetris game that we can play on the Switch now. Arguably the best one just dropped.
And Tetris, it's got crossplay. Effect connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, that this has have a lot of nice shiny and, you know, flavorful art and all that jazz. Games you can play today: Garden Grove Boyfriend Dungeon and Axiom Verge 2. Okay.
Garden Grove looks fun. It kind of reminds me of like a good like Legend of Zelda type experience.
You know, I still never bought Skyward Sword.
No, neither have I.
Is it? No, don't worry. Neither have I. Don't worry.
Save your money.
I'm going to wait and pick it up. I mean, mind you, I bought Breath of the Wild like crazy because it is something new, but I don't, for some reason, I just... And, you know, it's probably just due to the fact that there's just so many games that I want to play. And in so little time. I think I have all this time, but I really don't. I really don't.
We have to, like, schedule out the games we're going to play now. That's how, like, crazy this has gotten.
Necro Barista Final Pour. Shadow Drop Timed Exclusive. Okay. Metal Slug Tactics. Now, I did actually watch the video for that. That's something I want to get to.
That's looking good.
So I want to play that. That looks
dumb. That's from our boys who are they made Streets of Rage 4 and they're making the Turtles in Time sequel.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I saw that. They need to come out with that Turtles game.
Yeah, it's going to come soon. I think it's either September or October.
So this is nice because this game was supposed to come out on Windows, on Steam. But, I mean, you know, if it comes out on Steam, it's going to come out on the, what you call it?
Steam Deck. Yeah, the Steam Deck, yeah.
If that's coming out on here, so that's interesting. I mean,
that'll be a good one for the Steam Deck.
I was just going to say, usually, if you're telling me you have a Switch version and you could take it portable, that's an instant purchase on the Switch. But they have to pause and wait a minute. PC, Steam Deck, portable. Mm-hmm.
That's a good
hold
one.
Hold that candy. Hold it. So the highlight reel, Astroneer, 100 Days, Winemaking Simulator, Slime Rancher, Lumberjack, Curious Expedition 2, Gang Beasts, and Eastward.
Yeah, Eastward was the stinger this time. But I had never heard of it until now.
Sounds like a Legend of Zelda off-rip.
It looks kind of like Earthbound. It's got like kind of like a feel of Earthbound. Maybe that's why they put it as the stinger. The thing that, like, if people haven't played, they should play Slime Rancher.
Slime Rancher is pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's a this fun, like relaxing an
action
game.
Action adventure. Yeah, it looks like ammo bot, and it's a stick shooter.
Oh, it's a stick shooter.
What I'm looking here are adventure games with RPG elements. I mean, I see the health and stuff. It looks like a stick shooter. Not my type. Nintendo game sales numbers are still on fire. Mario Kart 37.8 million, no, 0.8 million units. Animal, and that's in first place. Animal Crossing slotting in second with 33.89 million units. Coming in third is Smash Brothers Ultimate, 24.77. Then Zelda at 23.20. Then Sword and Shield at 21.85. Then Mario Odyssey at 21.40. Super Mario Party, 15.72. Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu, 13.57. Splatoon 2, 12.45. And Ring Fit Adventure in 10th with 11.26. Those are all crazy numbers. And to think these are games only on one system. You can't get these on multi-platform. These are one system.
Yeah, like, I was thinking, how the hell are these games selling that much? And then I realized I have 5 or 6 of the games on that list.
So I have 2 copies of Mario Kart Deluxe. I have 2 copies of Animal Crossing, 2 copies of Smash Bros. Ultimate, 1 copy of Zelda. I have Pokemon Shield with the game share, Mario Odyssey, Super Mario Party, Let's Go Eevee, Splatoon 2, and I borrowed Ring Fit Adventure from a friend. So I have everything but one.
Yeah, you literally everything but one. Yeah. Yeah, I got a Super Mario Party with the console, and then after I ended up picking up like Smash Bros, Zelda, I have Mario Kart 8 now, and both copies of Sword and Shield.
See, so, and I was going to pick up both, but I said, no, I'm just going to pick up one. My next time I do it, I'm going to do both, but I can't believe that we have, and all those games I bought on day one, like Mario Kart 8, when it first came out, excuse me, I bought it on day one. I mean, that came out 2 months after the console came out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The other Smash crazy Brothers. Thing is, do you think Animal Crossing is going to eclipse Mario Kart?
I don't know. It
wondering. It's close.
I mean, although here goes the bad part. Animal Crossing came out last year. I have not seen my island since the summertime of last year.
That's the other crazy thing. This is all in the span of a year and a half.
The island is probably destroyed right now.
Like, Sony, like, has their, like, their strong, like, exclusive games that they're known for. But they don't sell units like this. They would kill to sell units like this. What is the secret sauce here that's, like getting these things Mario to sales. These kinds of numbers?
Mario sales and the Switch. That's true. The Switch was a hit. Yeah. You gotta remember, all of these games that's up here, you can play them portable. You don't play them just in front of the TV. If I want to play Splatoon on the go, I could. If I want to play Zelda on the go, I could. Right? If I want to play Mario Kart on the go, I could. Pokemon on the go, I could. Right?
Mm-hmm. So can we expect the Steam Deck? Maybe, like, let's not get crazy and say that it's gonna pop these numbers. Do you think, like, the Steam Deck could, like, bottle some of that success in?
It like, could, but I don't see that touching. I don't see that touching anything until at least 3 years from now. I'm going to tell you why. Because only so many people got their hands on a unit for the end of this year. There's going to be shipment issues.
That's
people
true.
Are still going to be getting hands on their units next year. And I don't think it's like the third or fourth year till most people have it. You probably won't be able to start being able to find this on their shelves until holiday 2022 or first quarter 2023. And that's just keeping it real. That's just keeping it a buck, right? With supply and demand issues, I don't see anything being on the show anytime soon.
Yeah, like Sony was able to like secure 20, like that they'll be able to sell the PS5 to 22 million units, but they had to really go hard on like getting those deals for the chips and stuff. So like with Steam, who knows if they have that kind of like leverage to get that many units and that many chips. Mm.
I don't know, but it is going to be, it's going to be craziness, but segue into that, we're going to talk about Pokemon Unite real quick, and this is the reason why I actually stopped playing this game. I'm going to be completely
I haven't played it either, for the same reason.
Yep, so players can buy stat augmenting items from the shop that will greatly increase the potential of a hero and create an imbalance in the power skill of each match. When you have one Pokemon coming through, steamrolling the whole team.
Yep.
And they're on level one? Yeah, no.
Yeah, literally, the guys, like, the other four people in the back, they can have a tea party in the spawn area, because the one guy's gonna go there and just rampage the whole match. Like, you see these matches that are, like, 1,000 points to 61. What is this? Like, who thought this was a good idea?
Greedy people at Nintendo that wanted money. This is almost bad as an EA ploy.
Yeah. Yeah, we destroyed Star Wars Battlefront 2 for doing this. And somehow these guys are going to get away because it's Pokemon?
Nintendo needs to be destroyed for the same exact thing. I'm sorry. I care about Nintendo. And if y'all have been listening to the show, y'all know that I care about Nintendo from the bottom of my heart. But this stuff right here, it got to stop. Just package the game up, give it to us, let me drop $20 on it and call it a day. Or if people grind out from playing this game over and over and they want to be at level 99 and they get this stuff, or level 100, then let those be those two. That means those people work for it. But don't let people come in with a fat wallet and say, oh, I'm going to do the same thing Call of Duty has been accused for, battle pass locking certain guns. And then when you buy those, or you buy the guns from the shop, those guns work better than the same gun that you, if you were to go and customize that same gun, it won't shoot as well as one that you buy from the battle pass. Right? I remember when the Mac 10, when you could buy the Mac 10 or the Graw, like, those guns were overpowered. People wanted to nerf the Mac 10 so quickly, right? So it's just, to me, little things like that, it bothers me. So I've actually put down Pokemon Unite, and I've actually picked up Avengers full time, because we have literally less than it's Wednesday. We have less than 6 days until King T'Challa is playable.
That's right. Avengers. That's another thing that's coming out.
Yep. Everybody's leveling their characters for the raids. I mean, yes, people are excited. And this is the beautiful part about it. Yes, people are excited for Black Panther. But we're all excited for the new raid. We're excited for the new in-game content, new content to play, new worlds to play. People are going to most likely pick up their character that they've been playing with and do the raid stuff before they go and play Black Panther. And that's coming from people that's playing it. So right now, my main is Black Widow. I'm like my power level is 150, level 50. My champion level, I think it's like level 20 something, which your champion level can actually max out at 500. That's craziness. People, I played with a Thor where his champion level was 343. I was like, yo, people's playing. I mean, when you play, at least on PlayStation, and I know Steam is jumping too, because I've been reading the numbers. Steam is jumping, but when you go in, like, there's queues are moving fast. You jump in a quick match, queuing up. Like, it's so beautiful. You're no longer bound by just one hero. Yes, sometimes there's just two Thors, two Iron Mans, two Captain, but there's no longer bound by one character where the it's just stuck. You know what I'm saying? The queues are matchmaking is slow and sluggish. So it's not like that anymore. I'm currently leveling a Miss Marvel. Shout out to Lord Oni. You know, we are been playing it together. My Captain Marvel, I think it's 46 or 47. She's almost level 50. So now the goal is I just need to get her gear up so I can run and start running in-game stuff. And the reason why I play Miss Marvel is this. Do I want to play Miss Marvel? No. But what I've heard, her heals are nuts. And I'm going to make her a pure healing build, healing and defense build. So I want to make it so she can survive hits, but she can crank out heals really fast. Like, I want to have my heroics popping off so quick that I should be getting a healing spirit every 15 or 20 seconds or every minute. Right? That's the goal. Nice. But yeah, so we'll definitely talk about it next week. We're going to cover a lot of stuff on it, so
just before we get to, like, the next topic, I just want to go over, like, the games that are coming out in August, because, like, you reminded me of Wakanda coming out. One that's already come out is Godfall, so the expansion and the PS4 version is already out.
Oh, look, I just called up Lord Oni, and guess who's in chat. I literally hey. Was just talking about you.
Perfect
I was like,
timing. What's up,
Lordoni? You know what I'm saying? I was like, shout out to Lordoni. I'm, you know, playing Avengers with him and stuff. My goal is to get him to level 50 and get his power level to 150 so, you know, we can at least jump with some other players and run some in-game stuff, the in-game Black Panther stuff. At least run the in-game raids now and then run the Black Panther stuff that comes out next week. So, that's the goal, man. But yeah, go ahead about the you were saying about the but yeah, no, but I was saying I wanted to get Lordoni up to max level so we can run the end game stuff because it would be oh you said better okay it, oh, okay, it good, would be good. Nice to it'd be nice. Nice to have you you know running some in game stuff. So I play with a lot of people that play this game, and next week finding groups is gonna be like it's gonna be crazy. But I hopefully you can get level 40, level 50, level 50 by next week. But yeah, so go ahead and list off the games, Josh.
Oh yeah, so we got what I'm looking forward to is Hades is coming out in 2 days on Friday. Mm-hmm. Then we got like Avengers coming out August 17th. Mortal Shell is getting some DLC on the 18th. 12 Minutes is a game that people have been like pretty hyped about, and that's going to be on Game Pass day one too. That's mm-hmm. coming August 19th. I know Silky C is looking forward to that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we got Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut on the 20th, Madden 2022. We got Psychonauts coming out day one Game Pass on the 25th. We got No More Heroes 3 supposed to come out. But did that get delayed?
I think it did.
Oh, okay. Maybe this list isn't updated properly.
I mean, I thought it did.
Yeah, I thought it did too. And then, like, yeah, just all these games. And that's not even including what's coming in September. Oh, and also Naraka Blade Point. That's releasing tonight. That's right. That's looking cool. That reminds me a lot of like the Legends DLC in Ghost of Tsushima.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's looking pretty cool.
Okay, well, that's what's up. Are those all of the games coming out this month?
Yeah. Well, not all of them, actually. I didn't read them all. There's a lot more than that.
Oh, I mean, go through it.
I was being very picky, because like there's a lot more. Like Assassin's Creed just got DLC, Naraka Blade Point, August 12th. I could literally spend hours going through this list, like of games. It just keeps scrolling.
Really?
Yeah. September is worse though.
Hmm. He said September is worse. oh, mm-hmm. man. He said September is worse.
Yeah.
That's way worse. Insane. what is... Just give me a peek at September.
Okay. We got this. Is coming on September 7th. Sonic Colors Ultimate, also September 7th. Life is Strange True Colors, September 10. Tales of Arise, September 10. Wario, mm-hmm. September 10.
Yes, Death I can't Loop. Wait for that.
Yeah, the Wario looks fun. WarioWare. Mm-hmm. Deathloop, September 14. We got a Switch version of Ni No Kuni 2 coming.
Oh, September yeah, okay. 17. All right, so let's leave that. Let's pause there.
yeah, that's just a lot of stuff. Half of September.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Well, I mean, Lordoni, it's not that I'm going to be bored in September. I'm going to still be playing Avengers. I'm going to be playing WarioWare. What else am I playing? You know, I still need to finish Yakuza Like a Dragon. I just need to go finish it. I just need to just do it. But I'm too busy playing Avengers right now. Like, every little free time. Like, I was playing Avengers earlier today. So every free moment I'm getting, I've just been jumping on Avengers. Because it's just awesome. I love playing it. I started playing Ascent. I didn't really like it that much, but you know,
I heard it's clunky.
Yeah,
like, I was kind of excited for that one, but
yeah, it's just, you know what? I'm gonna actually, Josh, put this down as a note. I want to talk about this next week. Why is it that all of these AAA games that get overhyped only last for 2 or 3 months and they die out. Mm-hmm. If it's not a live service game, why does it die? I don't understand. Like Outriders, for instance, that game died. Like everybody's saying it's dead. Everybody's giving it the same treatment that they gave. What's the name of that? That other tragedy, with the robots.
Cyberpunk?
No, the other tragedy that they was gonna remake and end up dropping that too. Not remake, redoing it. Oh my gosh. Anthem. Oh, Anthem, yeah. That tragedy. Like I don't understand. All these games have been hyped up, and yes, I understand people that, oh yeah, I should still play Outriders. This is not, like, I came in, I gung-holed Outriders, played it. It was awesome, it was fun. Just why didn't it last? Why?
Because I think they're gonna jump to a 2 instead of keeping it live service.
Yeah, like, we're tired of playing the same type of games. And this is the reason why games like Godfall and Avengers is so much fun, because it's not a shooter. Yes, Avengers is a live service game, but it's a fighting game with a deep combat system. I mean, it's not like super deep, but I mean, you still got the combos and the air combos and the different, like, it's not mediocre-ish. And you still have all the heroes. Yes, they could have came out the heroes a lot faster. Yes, there's a lot of things they could have done for it. But I'm back in and playing it. I don't know what's going to get me back in Outriders. I'm sorry, I don't. And Godfall, that game was a tragedy because they left it as a PS5 exclusive, PS5 and PC. So the player base dropped. The combat system is wonderful, but nobody's playing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Say hi to Destruction All-Stars, where they...
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
They should have put that game on the PS4, the PC, on little Timmy's Leap Pad. That should have been on there, like, to keep that game alive.
I mean, that's another sad game that just died. So it's just like, you're like, what is really happening right now? So it's just like all these games is coming out. I don't even know if I want to play it. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going back and I'm playing Avengers. I bought the big edition on Avengers, and that's the one I'm playing. I bought the big Avengers the big package on Godfall, and I'm not playing that. I need to go back and play it. Like, for instance, Lord Oni, I believe he has it on PS5, and he asked me about it, and I gave him my honest opinion on it. I said the game is fun, okay, but you would get bored playing that game by yourself. It was meant to be played on. Now, mind you, when I played it, I was in the Godfall Discord server. I was playing it. Me and BGZ was playing the game. Shout out to him. But other than that, there was nothing really to do on there. Now, mind you, it's now August, okay? They waited all this time to bring out another world because we finished it. Yes, I know they have the Endless Tower and the stuff like that, but there was no reason to keep playing the game. And if they had the Xbox version, you know what I'm saying, or crossplay. First of all, forget the Xbox version crossplay. Give us that first. There is no crossplay. But nobody bought the PS5 version because, first of all, good luck finding the PS5 when the PS5 came out, right? So it's just like,
It's kind of frustrating, some of the plans like that the devs come up with, because like that would have been perfect if they just dropped it on the PS4 to begin with.
Yeah, that's I don't know. But it's just one of those things. I don't know. We're just gonna leave it at that. So let's see. The trolling continues for the abandoned. Did you want to talk about that?
Oh man. Okay, so there's this PS5 app that you can download, and currently what happens when you go into it after it's download, you pick your name setting, or sorry, not name, language setting, and then it tells you to check back soon, Because this thing is supposed to update with like videos and trailers and stuff. Like it's supposed to be like an experience inside the app. Mm-hmm. So they told us that, okay, come back August 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. We're going to update this thing. And this is the game that's got all this like fever around it because people think it's Silent Hill. People think it's Metal Gear. People think it's just some indie dev that's like in over his head. And like when he reveals this thing, it's going to like be a nightmare because of the way he's hyping up the game. So everybody came at 3 p.m., including myself. I downloaded it and I was waiting there refreshing the update button for this thing to update. And then it never happened. So he's just been trolling us the whole time. They told us on Twitter that they're suffering technical difficulties and it has to be delayed. And now it's been a whole day and a bit that this thing has been delayed. Now, I was a little cheesed, I'm not going to lie. But tomorrow is the 7th anniversary and the day that PT was released. So August 12, 2014 was when PT was dropped onto the PlayStation Store. Mm-hmm. If something does not, like, sorry, if something does not happen, I don't care anymore, because like I'm tired of like waiting for this and like trying to find out what it is, like, and them keep they keep saying, oh, it's not this, it's not that, and then they keep delaying plans and stuff like that. Like I'm convinced it's Silent Hill, but if something doesn't happen tomorrow, I don't care anymore. I know Kojima's involved somehow. I know like Sony is involved somehow on this, but like now they're starting to string everybody along.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Well, I didn't know too much about that, so you know, I think
you. Ignorance is bliss at this point.
I got you. I got you. Wait a minute. There's a game that we didn't get to put on the list here. So Shadowverse Champions Battle. That game got high reviews. Siliconera gave it a 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I actually that was on the list too. That's coming up this month.
I thought it's out already.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is out.
Yeah, it's out. And they're saying that it's really good, and people are saying it's like Hearthstone. Hold up. If it's like Hearthstone, I'm about to scoop it.
Yeah, it's out on Switch now.
Now, here's a question. Do I buy a digital or do I buy the cartridge?
Ooh.
To buy or not to buy? This looks pretty good. Oh, and there's online? Ooh, okay, I'm about to go scoop this. Hold up.
I like the look of the cards and the monsters.
This looks nice. Interesting. I'm about to go scoop this. Okay, watch me after the podcast go and scoop this. What I always say, that new marketing for the 21st century. Hold up. Hold up. I'm about to go scoop this.
There's another game that's out now, and it's free to play. Have you heard of Splitgate?
No.
It's a weird cross between Halo and Portal. Like, it's literally like if Portal was like an FPS game, like a competitive shooter experience. So you can go through portals, and yeah, it's free to play too, which is neat.
Okay, so really, really quick, Lord Oni, Shadowverse is a card battling game from the hit anime Shadowverse, and you can collect cards, you can go through a story mode, or actually play online. The legendary card battle game for mobile devices and PC is now available on Switch with the same rules. And there is a unique battle animation exclusive to the console version. New Shadowverse players can learn the game and play through the expansive story mode with plenty of help if they get stuck. Even if players who never try card games for will love the rules in no time. And you can actually play in ranked matches online, earn points for rewards offered by the in-game battle pass, and grab a free... What?
Lord Oni...
Okay!
Lord Oni is saying he has it.
Well, you have it? You've been playing it months ago. You probably have it on Steam. Wait, but it's made by Xseed. Okay, so here goes the clutch right here. I'm about to type it in. Shadowverse crossplay. Let's see. Okay. Let's see if they did it right.
Come on.
Nope.
No. Not even between mobile?
Nope. Nope. See, it's times like this where they just keep messing up. They just keep messing up. He said he got it after he watched the anime. Yeah, see, they're messing up.
Damn.
Yep. They messed up.
I think it's still gonna be fun though.
It's gonna be fun.
Design of everything looks good. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is one of those games where if you don't play it now, you're gonna miss out. Because then the online is gonna die down and all that. Yeah, because the game just came out yesterday. Tuesday. Just came out yesterday. I'm gonna actually scoop it up after I get off of here, actually. Yeah, I'm gonna go scoop it up. Yeah, it looks good. Okay. Are we gonna go through these nuggets?
Let's do it.
Alright, so for the Nuggets section, Jeff Keighley is holding opening night for Gamescom on August 25th at 2 p.m. Every time I hear that name, I always think of sly sneakiness. I don't know why. Jeff Keighley, I don't understand why, but
he's
just
sneaky boy.
Yeah, he is. Future Game Show also returning to Gamescom on August 26th. Xbox will also have a show at Gamescom on August 24th at 1 p.m. Cool. EST. That's nice. Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice is getting optimized for Xbox Series X/S with enriched visuals, ray tracing, and 3 resolution modes and more. Tales of Arise is also getting a demo for PS5/4, Xbox Series X/S, and Xbox One on August 18th. Crunchyroll has been crunched up by Sony and has now been united with Funimation. Rumors are circulating that Crunchyroll could be added to PS Plus in some fashion, which means whenever I want to watch that anime, it'd be worth having a PS Plus now? Okay, all right, because right now it ain't. Fantasia Part 2 is set to release August 13th and now will be twice as big as Part 1 with 40 to 60 hours of content. The first game and first part are still exclusive to Apple Arcade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of hoping that it gets released on other consoles. Not that I don't want to play Apple Arcade, but
I was supposed to get Apple Arcade for the bonus just to play this game.
Yeah.
That's what I was supposed to do.
And it looks so good.
I'm gonna do that. Okay. Platinum Games is revisiting a series that is 36 years old with Soul Cresta, a top-down arcade ship shooter, which is a sequel to the 1985 game Terra Cresta and a 1980 game Moon Cresta. Interesting. I did watch that. It looks like Raid and Shroud a little bit, or what's the name of that crazier one? Ikaruga.
Ikaruga, yeah. Where you have to switch colors to like shoot.
Yeah, that game. Yeah. You live. So that game made my eyes bleed. Oh my gosh, that was a game by itself, boy. Let me tell you,
that was a hard game.
Holy, it certainly was, and I never beat it. I think I got to like the third or fourth stage, and I said, "Screw this, no way, I'm out."
Mm-hmm.
Life is Strange 2 Colors is set to release September 10th with its Wavelengths DLC, released September 30th. But the Life is Strange Remastered Collection, which feature new versions of the first game and prequel, have been delayed to early 2022. digitally clips, who has released Marvel's Capcom 2 before on all digital platforms, is working on trying to re-release this game back on storefronts thanks to free hashtag free inverse MVC2 campaign gaining steam on Twitter and started by Maximilian Duce. I want to park it for a second on this because I love Marvel's Capcom 2. When I see Maximilian Dude doing this, I understand I'm not the greatest at that game. I'm not proclaiming to be a god at this game or like a super pro. Like, I'm not like on Yipes level and all of those kind of people. But I do enjoy playing the game and I enjoy playing it online. And if I could have this game to play and get back in the flow of it, I actually had fun playing it. And I would actually buy this in a quickness. I would probably buy two copies, one on the Xbox platform and one on the Sony platform. I'll probably buy both just to be able to play with both people. And if they come out for crossplay, I only got to buy it once, which makes it even better. But
The bad thing is, like, when it was released, it was stranded on like the PS3 and Xbox 360, and then it got delisted.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, it was like stranded on old hardware.
Yep. So
it'd be good to have it in the collection again. If they do like a limited run, I might like go in on it.
Yeah.
Just to have like a physical copy.
Yep, no, it makes sense. And Idris Elba has officially cast as Knuckles in the second Sonic movie. I'm so glad that they're doing that. They're gonna bring his deep voice.
Yeah. His voice fits so perfectly with Knuckles. It's such a good cat.
Yeah, for sure, 100%. So yeah, next week we're gonna talk about AAA games and the type of games that's winning now. We're gonna talk about that next week because it definitely deserves to have a conversation. And I feel like that's gonna blend perfectly when we talk about Avengers because I would have played the Black Panther DLC. And again, the reason why I follow so much with Avengers because, and I'll say this, and we're gonna close. Avengers was a game that was not supposed to make it. Okay, it was hyped up. It came out the gate very high. It wasn't supposed to make it. And the game died down. The team hunkered down and said, okay, instead of releasing new content, we're going to fix the existing stuff. Now, granted, there's still a little bugs in it here and there, but what live game does not have bugs? A la Destiny, right? It's bound to happen. But they stuck with this game, hunkered down, into 2020 comes. They've done it. 2021 comes, they release a roadmap and they say, this is what we're doing. Every month, if you played this game, there's always something. There was a Red Room stuff, the Tachyon stuff. Like every month there was something along with, you know, two new heroes. Now, yes, do I agree? Three heroes in 1 year is low? Yes, it is. If Sakurai can drop five characters in 1 year cycle on Smash Brothers, what the hell is Crystal Dynamics doing? I don't know. Like it just makes no sense. There is no balancing. There is no buffing or debuff. Like, you don't have to do anything. There's no PvP in this game. Release the characters. Like, we know you got a whole roster of them. There should be at least 4 to 5 characters a year dropping with content. So I say all that to say, we'll see the new zone. We'll see all the wonderful stuff next week. But we're going to talk about why AAA games, the hype doesn't last long. It dies out. So you guys stay jacked in. Stay tuned in for next week's episode number 84. When we cover that. But again, appreciate all the wonderful support that you guys have been giving us, continuously being here. And Josh, anything else to add?
No, good. Yeah, good here. I thought this was a good one.
It was. I agree. I'm going to go download Shadowverse right now. And that's that. So until next time, good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.